This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to William Hill's weekly golf podcast with Dave Kellner and Mike Grenham in the studio to look at the Northern Trust Open on the PGA Tour and the Africa Open on the European Tour. That's a co-sanctioned event this week with the Sunshine Tour. Dave and Mike with you. And first of all, good morning to Mr. Grenham sitting opposite me this week. I missed you last week, Mike.
Did you? Yes. I missed you too, Dave. But it was good to hear Steve on the podcast, and he's very reasoned arguments and what have you. So it was good. Good to have a different voice on occasionally, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And he got a place back with Jordan Spieth, who blew it with his third round performance. Yes. But Spieth played well again last week, and he's becoming the young Steve Stricker, isn't he? Seems to
very consistent.
A money register, just incredible. Just he's made $5 million already before his 21st birthday. It's not bad going.
No, it's good, and a good pick by Steve, and hopefully he'll reappear on the podcast in the months to come. So we enjoyed having him on, didn't we?
Definitely. Last week's winners, George Kitsea. Getting his first win, 107th time of asking on the tour. Another top-class informed South African winning the Joburg Open. He maybe had to win one like that, Mike, coming from off the pace.
Yes, agreed. And it'd be interesting now to see whether he can do what Jimmy Walker has done in the US and build on a first win. Lots of people think he will. I think he will. I've always had a lot of time for him, as I know you have. But he did need that first win. It's by no means certain that he'll go on to win lots of events. These South African events are a bit easier than some of the top events, aren't they? Let's be clear, particularly this week's. But he's given himself a chance now. He's a winner.
And you mentioned the comparison to Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker's suddenly turned into Tiger Woods, hasn't he?
I'm sick of this Jimmy Walker era. He wins every week. He's making it boring.
He is. Three wins already.
It's too dominant, Dave, isn't he? They need to lengthen the courses or something. I don't know.
The funny thing is he says that Riviera's his favourite golf club. He could win by 10 this week. We'll preview that event very shortly. My picks last week, Phil Mickelson. His putting was dismal, and Bryce Mulder looked like he was creeping up the leaderboard on Sunday.
Did he get a top 10?
Didn't quite materialise. I think he dropped out of the top 10 eventually, Bryce Mulder. But interesting performance from Mulder and Mickelson, every time they showed a shot of Mickelson, it was him missing a 5-foot putt last week, which I don't suppose bodes well for the Masters. But
no, it doesn't.
He'll be looking forward to
that
event.
A bit of time before then, isn't it?
Yeah, precisely. Let's have a look at this week's events then, Mike, and we'll start off with the Africa Open. This was originally a Sunshine Tour event, but became co-sanctioned back in 2010, and East London Golf Club has hosted this tournament for the past 5 years. All six winners of the event have been South African, and the winning total can be, or is usually, dictated by the wind. But expects scoring to be in the mid to high teens under par. The course measures 7,404 yards, and it's one of South Africa's oldest golf courses. A number of the holes, Mike, are tree-lined, but the main feature of this golf course is the spectacular views of the Indian Ocean that the players get throughout the round. And looking back through a list of previous winners here, and the statistics, Mike, there's nothing that really leaps off the page statistically.
No, there isn't, Dave. A lot of people are saying that it's a course where accuracy and greens in regulation are the order of the day, but I'm not so sure that's true, to be honest. It's a very mixed bag of statistics to me, because last year, none of the top eight, I think, were in the top 10 for driving accuracy on the week. So, and similarly, Gregory Bordy was the only one of the top four who finished in the top 40 of the greens in regulation in that week. So, yes, you know, you want to be getting on the fairways if you can, but I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. It's a bit of an even challenge this week. I think all kinds of different players can play well, and I think putting's important, obviously, for that reason as well.
Yeah, Thomas Akin, who capitulated last week, is the 10-1 favourite for the event.
That's a bit judgmental.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He should have won that event last week.
Possibly. What did he shoot in the final round? 74?
Yeah.
He'll be disappointed with that, Will Thomas. Player I do like, but I'm not liking him at 10s, even in this field.
No, 10-1, Thomas Erkin. Gregory Bordy, Jaco van Zyl, both 16-1. Darren Fickart, 20-1. Emiliano Grillo chasing that first win, 20-1. Matthew Baldwin's 28s. David Horsey, Dawi van der Voelt, Michael Hoey, and Morten Oren Madsen, all 33s, and it's 35 spar. Just the one pick here, Mike. It's not an event that really captures my imagination. A lot of the big name South Africans missing, which detracts from the tournament, in my opinion. And it's a poor field, isn't it?
It's a low grade event, Dave. That's true. I've only got one pick as well, I have to say. Shall I go first?
Yes.
Okay, then I am going to go for a player that I think could be overpriced here. He's not in tremendous form, but he's 50-1 this week, whereas last year for this event he was a 16-1 best chance. In truth, he was in much better form this time last year than he is now, but to be fair. But I'm going for Garth Mulroy as my pick at 50-1.
Okay.
He was fourth in this event last year, beating three shots by Dan Ficart. I just think he's one of the better South African players, and 50s is a reasonably appealing price for him. In fact, it is an appealing price. He hasn't started the season tremendously well, but particularly as it's in his native South Africa. But I just think he's got that extra bit of class. Plays pretty well on the USPGA Tour, can compete over there, which a lot of this field couldn't in reality. Mm. So he putted very well on this course last year, which I think could be important. If he likes the greens here and if he can replicate that, he certainly got a chance of getting in the mix this week. Finished last season okay. He was sixth in the Dunhill Links in Scotland in September, then top 20 in the BMW Masters and the Turkish event in late October or November. But he needs just to play a little bit better this week. I'm not going to pretend that his form figures are stunning at the start of the 2013-14 season, but I just think he's got that little bit of extra class. Didn't miss the cut last week, which is about the first time in four events he didn't, so let's hope he can build on that. And at 50s, he just could look a big price.
50-1, Garth Mulroy. I think you can make a reasoned argument for a lot of players at the in the betting this week. I think it's a wide open event. I'm taking my one pick with Simon Dyson, who I picked last week. Dyson missed the cut last week. I thought he was worth another shot despite that disappointment. As I said on last week's podcast, he's fully primed this season after that incident at the BMW where he was disqualified and had to miss a large chunk of the end of last season. I'll always forgive one missed cut. He didn't play terribly last week with a couple of rounds of 70, but it wasn't good enough to make the 36-hole cut. He's one of the best players in this field. Let's make no bones about it, Simon Dyson. And despite that miscut last week, he opened up the season with a third in Africa in the Alfred Dunhill at the end of December, and had a couple of top 20s in Qatar and Dubai following that performance. So he's in decent form, Dyson. And I thought 35-1, only pretty much virtually the same price as last week, and this is a much weaker field. So I'll go with Dyson as my headline pick, but only half a point each way on Simon Dyson.
Yeah, I'll go a point win, half a point Mulroy. Gregory Bordy, Dave.
If I
could have had an anti-post bet on him, I'd have picked him a few weeks ago, to be honest, for this. Now, what was he when I picked him in Dubai a couple of weeks ago? He was about 150-1, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was 150-1.
On form figures of 54-16 in the last 2 weeks, he's now down to 16-1. Mm. So, whilst I think he should go really well, very accurate off the tee, good greens regulation, I really like Gregory Bordy, but I can't bring myself to pick him at 16s.
He's the sort of player, Mike, that I was thinking if you're doing doubles or some sort of multiples on the events this week, where the price doesn't matter as much because you've got it rolling on, he'd be one that I'd definitely have in.
No, that's a fair call, that, Dave. I expect him to go very well, let me be clear on that. He had an injury, which was why he was off for a little while, but obviously he's back now. He's a quality player. And these French players are really coming to the fore, aren't they, with V-Dub, as I like to call him.
Yep.
Did a wee son.
Has that caught on yet?
No.
Quite simply.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Raphael Jacquelin and Julian Kane, Kane. You know, that they've got some good players coming through, and I think Bodie is a real player to watch this year.
Yeah.
So I'm disappointed to see 16s about him, and even more, as disappointed to see 20-1 about Emiliano Grillo.
Yeah, those two guys were the guys that were on my mind this week, but both too short in the betting. 16s and 20s respectively.
They just are, Dave, aren't they? Yeah, I agree. I really like him and picked him a few weeks ago, but he blew it really by finishing second the other week, didn't he? And after two top tens on the trot in this event, he's 20-1. But he's another. They're two really good players. I'll be watching them in bigger events, see if they could maybe make a name for themselves when they're a bigger prize.
Michael Hoey doesn't really interest me this week at 33-1. I know he's got that incredible winning record, but I'd rather punt him at big prices in stronger fields.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. Yeah. He's one of those who just bombs in something now and then. He's there, isn't he? He wins. Yeah. You know, he doesn't mess around finishing in the top 10. He just wins. I looked a little bit at James Kingston. I thought he had a chance. Jaap van der Velde probably was a reasonable price, but. Yeah, Mull Royal, I'm hoping, it's slightly speculative, but I'm hoping he gives me a run.
Good stuff. Let's move on. Let's have a look at the main event this week, the Northern Trust Open.
It is considerably the main event.
It is, isn't it? Hmm. 12-1 the field with Dustin Johnson at the top of the market. Jimmy Walker, 16-1. Graham DeLatte, Hunter Mahan, Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson, all 20s. Bill Harson, Justin Rose and Ryan Moore, 25-1. And it's 28s and bigger the rest. This is an absolute corker, this event. One of the best events each year on the PGA Tour. Hosted by Riviera Country Club. A par 71 measuring 7,349 yards. And Mike, it's known as a ball striker's paradise. It's a shot maker's golf course, this one. And there are some unique holes on the layout as well. Particularly the 10th, which is one of my favourite holes in golf, that I think it's the best drivable par 4 in golf, personally. It's an absolute cracker, and it plays over par every year, despite being drivable. Mm. Justin Rose makes his belated reappearance this week, coming back from that shoulder niggle. John Merrick defends. Merrick came into last year's tournament with virtually no course form and sprung a huge surprise. The general feeling here, Mike, is that you've got to have someone that's played the event.
Well, he had played here, hadn't he? He just hadn't played very well.
Sorry, played well at the event.
I picked one player who's got similarly average course form, but has at least played here five times. Mm. I think you do have to have played here. I think it is an experience. Courseware experience is a benefit, don't you?
I do. I've thrown one pick in that's a debutant, though, because on a purely price perspective.
John Spieth, a debutant. I can probably guess that. I'll have a go at that in a minute. But, I'm not saying debutants can't win, obviously, but I would be preferring players who played here a lot. Charlie Beljan, I think it might well have been his first outing here last year, and he got beaten in a playoff, didn't he? Mm. So it'd be crass to say that people who haven't a lot of experience can't win, but I just favour it.
Have you got a key attribute that you look to assign to a golfer this week?
Yeah, ball striking and putting. Mm. I think putting's really important here, and ball striking, that greens in regulation, keeping the fairways is very important here.
I've actually got four selections for this event, which is
that's a lot.
Yeah, a couple or one or two more than usual. It's a lot. Three of them are outsider picks.
You better go first then.
Yeah,
you?
I'm pretty sure we're going to match here with the headline pick. I'm going for Webb Simpson, mm-hmm, at 20-1. I'm almost certain you'll have gone for Simpson this week.
I have to say, Dave, I fancy him massively at 20-1.
I think he's a stonking bet. I think he's the best bet in the field by a wide margin. 1.5 points each way, Webb Simpson.
2 points each way.
Are you?
Yeah, I really fancy. I was nearly having more, Dave. I can't believe he's 20-1.
I think he's by far the best value at the top of the betting. He likes working his ball round golf courses like this. Superb form this season with a win at the... I'm almost stealing the thunder here, aren't I?
Kick on.
Superb form this season with win at the Shriners. Top tens in three other events as well. I don't think it's any surprise that some of his best finishes come on Shopmakers golf courses. You look through his profile, good record at Hilton Head. I remember the You'll remember this better than I do, his performance at the Transitions at Copperhead in 2011. A similar style golf course where you've got to work your ball into position and really play all the shots. He's got four wins in the last 3 years. This course was made for Webb Simpson, in my opinion. Two visits here, 15th in 2010, six last year, set up perfectly for him. I'd be absolutely amazed if he doesn't top 10 at the very least this week, Mike.
Couldn't agree more, Dave. I think he'll top 5 at the very least. So I think at 2 points each way at 20s, you've got to be on. Yeah, he just, whilst he's a North Carolina boy, his US Open win was in California. The Shriners is in that part of the world, Nevada. The West Coast, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, his stats are amazing, Dave. His fifth greens in regulation, second strokes gained putting, top of the scrambling, second par four performance, ninth in ball striking so far this year. 20-1. You know, the form he's in, he's just, with maybe the Humana being a slight, but it was a top 25 finish. He's just been playing remarkably well, so puts like a dream. When he's putting well, he really puts well, so I love his chance this week.
I'd throw him into a match bet with any of those guys at 20-1 or less.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson obviously deserves probably to be favourite, to be absolutely truthful, but he has missed two of his last three starts at the course, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Webb Simpson should be fav. I understand people will think that's pure folly. I'd have Webb Simpson and Dustin Johnson around about 14-1.
Yeah,
joint favs.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Simpson is a very decent price at 20s.
Second pick. My second pick, I'm going to throw in a course debutant here, Joost Luiten. I'm going
for
80-1, Joost Luiten. I like the price on this guy. It's his first look at the venue. I think he's worth chancing this week at 80-1. I know there's a big difference in quality on the two tours at the moment. The European Tour substantially weaker than the PGA Tour, but his form.
That's a bit harsh, I think. Is it for the bigger events? When all the top Europeans turn out, you know, like Dubai or somewhere, they're not bad events.
They're not bad events, but you see the top Europeans now applying their trade on the PGA Tour, aren't they? Really.
Yes.
McIlroy.
Yes,
Rose.
But they do play on both. I hear what you're saying, but when all the big guns turn out for the European Tour events, you can get some quality, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I reckon this is a venue he'll take to, like a duck to water, really. He loves playing on tight courses where positional play from the tee is a factor, like it is here at Riviera. Comes into this with six straight top 25s, including three top six finishes, Joost Luiten. I thought 80-1 was big and worth chancing for a debutant this week.
He's a quality player. I'm cheering on his Ryder Cup chances because I backed him to get in that, and he's qualifying at the moment. I think he's on world rankings. He's going to qualify the way he's going if he can continue that upward trend. So I suppose a lack of experience in America might be a slight worry, Dave. If I was to pick a European player of a similar profile, V-Dub, Victor Dubuisson, who was 13th last week over in the States, I think he could go well
80-1.
Is he 80s? I'm not picking him, but of those two, just because Loughton's a little bit of an unknown factor in America, I think Loughton's the better player, don't get me wrong, but that's where the way I'd go this week if I was picking one of those guys. But it'd be fascinating to see how they do.
So he's my second pick. Your second pick, Mike?
Can you guess?
Bill Haas?
Yes. It may be predictable. So my first two picks are tremendously predictable. But I couldn't get away from Bill this week.
If I get your third pick, I've nailed the hat trick, haven't I?
If you get the third, it wouldn't be impossible to get the third pick either. Now, Haas just loves this course, doesn't he? His form figures here in the last 3 years are 12th, 1st and 3rd. He's the ball striker supreme for me, Bill Haas. Love his ball striking. And he's in decent form. A couple of good finishes in the last few weeks and months. Top 20s are near enough in the HSBC. Top 10 Tigers event. 6th at Humana. I just have to be on him here at 25-1. I don't fancy him as strongly at Simpson at the prices. I have to say that. But yeah, he's just top 20 for greens in regulation, 22nd for ball striking this year, scrambling well as well. I just expect a very good performance from Haas this week. His putting is the only thing that, if he was putting better, I'd probably be raving about him as much as Simpson, but his putting hasn't been supreme this season yet. But this place seems to make him, he seems to like the greens here, and I expect him to improve his putting stats this week. got to be in the mix.
Yeah. Bill Haas, your second pick. My third selection here. I'm going with an Aussie who I think is still slightly underrated in the betting market. 66-1, Mark Leishman is my second selection. Half a point each way at 66-1. It could be a big year for Leishman. And he missed the cut at Phoenix, but that was no great surprise. He did have an off week there, but after his performances at the Sony and the Farmers, where he probably will feel he should have won at the Farmers Insurance, I think he's an inflated price on the back of that. I like this course for him because a number of the holes you can use irons off the tee, and this guy hits his irons an absolute mile. He can really smash his long irons. 15th here in 2010, 17th in 2012 at this golf course. I think 66-1, fair price for Mark Leishman, half a point each way.
Yeah, I can see that, Dave. I did have a little look at him myself, made a little note of his name. My final pick is, hopefully, who's my final pick? Then have a guess.
Your final pick, it's got to be someone at a bigger price. I'll go for a guy that I had a look at, KJ Choi.
No, he was on my list. Yeah, fair play to you. That's not a bad guess. KJ is... yeah, he had a couple of little ticks next to his name, actually. He might have been one of the ones I'd have given a mention to at the end, actually. Ryo Ishikawa is my third pick. Hasn't got fantastic course form. His best finish in five events is a 32nd in 2010. But he's in very, very good form. And I think he has got the attributes to play well here. He's top 10 for greens in regulation this year, top 25 for ball striking. Again, another one who needs to put a little bit better this week, because I'm taking a chance on a couple of the guys there. They both, Haas and Ishikawa, need to take to the greens here this week, because we know Haas loves them, but Ishikawa, that's the one kind of question mark against him. But 125, is he, Dave?
Yes, he is.
Some of the prices, I had Leishman at 50s, so some of the prices have changed this morning since I looked. But Ishikawa, 125, given that he's got top 25s in seven events this 2013-14 season, is very encouraging for me. He was second in the Shriners in Nevada, fifth in the World Cup, seventh in the Farmers. Missed the cut last time out of Phoenix, but I'm prepared to forgive that. He's a really good, talented young player who'll no doubt be spurred along by Matsuyama, his compatriot's great player at the moment. Matsuyama's interesting as a debutant, by the way.
Yep.
16th and 4th in his last two outings. He's fantastic player, but I just at those odds, I'm willing to give Ishikawa a chance to make his sixth entrance at Riviera Club, a winning one.
Yeah, I'd love Ishikawa. Good pick there. My fourth and final selection, we've picked out the field here between us. Luke Guthrie, 150-1. I'm going half a point each way on Luke Guthrie. By his own admission, he was disappointed with the form he produced last season. And I think he played a little bit too much as well, but he's a supremely talented player, and I thought he was worth chancing at 150s. 21st here on debut last year, where he tied 6th in greens hit, and he didn't putt or chip particularly well at this event last year. He said that the best part of his game is his short game, so if he gets that right this week, he might contend. He played well at the Shriners and the Humana and at the Farmers as well, and there's a possibility he might want a lower scoring venue than this. That's a possibility, but he's a player that you want to catch now. I think he's going to be a top quality player. He's a player you want to catch now, and I think 150-1, Luke Guthrie worth half a point each way as well.
Fair call, Dave. Yeah, some big prices there at the end.
Do you fancy the free lunch on that one?
Free lunch on whom?
Guthrie versus Ishikawa.
Guthrie versus
outsider.
Really looked at Guthrie that much. Yeah, go on. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I know. Ishikawa could blow out, to be fair, so it wouldn't be...
Guthrie could as well, by
I suppose,
the same.
I mean, he does miss an odd... He has missed a couple of cuts this year, Ishikawa. It's almost like he finishes top 25 or misses the cut. But I'm hopeful he's going to run a big... Yeah, I'll have that. I will, yeah, I'll have that, yeah.
Guthrie versus Ishikawa.
My man's got much more experience of the course.
He has, for the free lunch Monday bet.
Which I'd be concerned about for a couple of your picks.
Yeah,
I do think it's important.
Loughton and Guthrie haven't Loughton's debutant and Guthrie's only played here once, but that was a good promising 21st last year.
Yes, and the proviso about Charlie Belgian last year, to be fair.
Players you want to give an honourable mention to, then, Mr. Grenham?
Matt Kuchar should be suited by this place, although his form figures aren't amazing, but he could run well. But be interesting to see how Bubba Watson plays.
Yeah.
Won't it?
33
after
to
blowing
one.
Up a bit last time. And then of the outsiders, Dave, I'll mention very quickly four. Pat Perez is in good form, and he's a decent price.
50s?
Yeah, and he's got good course form as well, actually. Andres Romero is out of form, but likes his course. He's someone to keep an eye on in running. Because once he gets the bit between his teeth, he's a really quality player. Kevin Nahr, I thought, again, likes the course and was top 20 in his last two outings. Fourth last time, actually, last weekend. He's interesting.
Yep.
I'll leave it at that.
Mm. I liked at the head of the betting, Webb Simpson, definitely my favourite pick by a long margin at 20s. But I do respect DeLatte and Spieth, but they're too short when you compare them with Simpson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And one at a bigger price, Will McKenzie has got really good form in California, and he's 100-1. If he'd have been 150s, 200s, he might have made the cut. But 100-1, I think it was a little bit tight, actually.
Yeah,
100-1.
He's in very good form though, isn't he? Three top 20s on the trot, so.
And he's got really good form in California as well.
No,
so
you can't
give much away.
No, Keegan Bradley. I'm surprised none of us have mentioned that. I'm not sure he's putting quite well enough. I don't know. He likes his course though. Mm.
Mark Adsett's picks, by the way, he in the Africa Open, he goes for James Morrison. Won before at an event where the wind blows and accuracy is required, steady form and good course form. And in the Northern Trust, he says, cracking event this week on a brilliant course. Likes the chances of Ryan Moore playing well, plus he's won on tree-lined golf courses before. So there are Mark Adsett's picks this week.
Fair call, that Moore could go well.
Yeah, Moore could go well. By the way, folks, Golf Twitter Tipster is back this week. Golf Twitter Tipster is back. Your chance to get your hands on £50 monthly free bet prize and £500 free bet yearly prize here with William Hill. It will end at the DP World Tour Championship later on in the season. But Golf Twitter Tipster is back. Check out at Golf Twit Tipster and go to the website as well, www.golftwittertipster.co.uk. Paul and Sean running that website. Well worth checking out. And your
free,
chance,
isn't it?
Free to enter. Precisely.
You get your picks every week and you have a chance of winning £500. And more importantly, being the Golf Twitter Tipster champion of 2014.
Ashley is the defending champion.
He shouldn't be allowed to enter. He was too good last week.
Do make sure you check that out. GolfTwitterTipster.co.uk. All the details on there. It is really something for nothing. Your chance to put your selections in and maybe grab that £500 free bet prize at the end of the season.
Yeah, there's some great picks by the guys. I mean, there's an immense amount of people were in profit last year. So it's a great thing to be part of, and it's good fun.
A recap of your picks then, Mike, for this week's tournament.
I don't know whether I said this at the time, but in the Africa Open, I'll have a point winning, half a point place, Mulroy.
Yep.
And in the Northern Trust, I will go 2 points win, 2 points each way, sorry, on Webb Simpson at 20s. I will have a point each way on Bill Haas at 25s. And half a point each way on Ryo Ishikawa at 125s.
I'm going in the Africa Open, half a point each way, Simon Dyson at 35-1. In the Northern Trust, 1.5 points each way on Webb Simpson at 20-1. Half a point each way, Yousse Loughton at 80s, Mark Leishman at 66s, and Luke Guthrie at 150-1. And that just about wraps us up this week. You can follow us on Twitter, remember, folks, at D Kellner and at M Grenham. Do check out Golf Twitter Tipster as well, at Golf Twit Tipster.
Yeah, I might have a Champions Tour bet this week, Dave. I've had a look at the event already and might tweet that on at M Grenham. So no point waiting for you to tweet a bet on at D Kellner. Saying that.
It's the Ace Group Classic this week.
Certainly
on the
is.
Champions Tour, and Bernard Langer is the 100-30 favourite.
He's got a chance.
He's always got a chance. At D Kellner and at M Grenham for our tweets then, and we'll be back next week. It's been a pleasure, folks, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.